At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stories connect you together. They do. And sharing your story can be life-changing and life-saving. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. And there's a really special guest that's in studio here from Heartland, Wisconsin with the whole family. John Yerge is stopping by.
Welcome, John!
With Milena, wife Amanda, because maybe some of you have listened over the years and have heard the story of me going through the kidney donation process for my mother-in-law. And I'm a huge advocate for kidney donors, and I advocate out there on Capitol Hill, and I'm connected to the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin here locally, and really trying to get the word out about kidney health, kidney donations. And this last March, actually, I was at the Kidney Gala with the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, and John stopped me right at the end of the event. And John, you stopped me and said, what?
You're my inspiration.
I was like, wait a second, this guy? Come on now. Come on, what? And I said, tell me your story. What are you talking about? And your story is?
Well, back in the day, I was listening to you as I do often. And you said, hey, I'm donating a kidney to my mother-in-law. And I thought, man, I could do that. And
really?
It was in the back of my head. And last year, I was lucky enough on this day, 1 year anniversary, I donated a kidney to somebody I didn't know. And it's a thrill. So I wanted to say thanks. So that's why we're here today.
John, this isn't something
this is
you have
been... This is 1 year kidneyversary.
Yeah, you haven't been thinking about things over the years. Like, I wonder what else I can do. You heard Elizabeth and said...
That's really what was the inspiration to start it. So I feel like the good Lord was calling me to do it from the time you told me to do it all the way to that day.
Oh my gosh. And when he told me this, I was moved to tears. And look, this conversation isn't about me. It's about how all of you, really, if you have something going on in your life and you feel that pull... Answer that call. Look into it. You have the ability to save a life. And I'm like, John, you got to come into the show. We've got to celebrate this kidneyversary on the air. His shirt says, having two kidneys is so last year.
What my personality.
What a guy. What a guy.
Which is amazing.
So this happened. So it was last year that
last year today. Yeah.
Okay. You donated the kidney.
Right.
It's been a year. How did the healing process go? I know Elizabeth has shared her story, but let's get another story from you. How did the healing process go? How did things go?
Well, that's why I really wanted to come in and say,
okay,
you know, how easy it is to do it. I've had knee surgeries way worse than this. I got third place in a pickleball tournament 9 weeks after. So I did.
Whoa, wait a minute. Nine weeks after donating a kidney?
Yeah.
You played pickleball and finished
third. Pickleball tournament, yeah.
Look at you.
So, I mean, it can be done.
It can be done. Yeah. You can live with one kidney, a normal, healthy life, share your spare. He made the joke when he walked in. He's like, first you guys had Eric Thames on from the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yes.
And now you got the lean machine here.
Well, John, he brought in cookies. So shout out to Cookie Creations out there in Pewaukee, making these kidney cookies and the t-shirt here. Really appreciate the gift. The t-shirt says, never underestimate a woman with only one kidney. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. But these conversations are really important because a lot of people think, wait, what does the kidney do? And you have two kidneys and you can live with one kidney, and you absolutely can. And knowledge is power. Knowledge is life-saving.
Absolutely.
And there's so many people waiting for kidneys, even here in the state of Wisconsin.
So many people we hear about. So, John, when you decided to donate the kidney, what did you have to go through? Because if someone's listening right now and feels that calling like you felt last year, you're like, you know what? This is what I want to do. I want to help somebody. What kind of steps do you have to go through to start with?
Well, the first thing is you can reach out to Frater. That's where I had my surgery at.
Okay.
You reach out to them and they'll put you through the process. I'd say for me, it took about 4 months to go through all the testing. And they put you through some rigorous testing, but it's not difficult. I'd say you spend about 32 hours of your life.
Was there any time during this testing or during like, okay, I'm going through all of this, you're going to Frater. Was there any time where you said, maybe I don't want to do this? Like you get that stage fright or the cold feet or the cold kidney, whatever you want to call it.
No, I never felt that.
Never? So, okay. No.
But the good news is if you go through the whole process and they're wheeling you in on the gurney and you say, hey, I don't want to do it, you can stop that right there.
So, but you never felt that.
I never felt that.
Yeah.
I just feel the need to give and help people. The funniest part now is nobody ever asked me like, you know, how are you doing or anything. It's just regular old John. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're not worried about it.
Because you look normal. You wouldn't know looking at someone. You wouldn't know if someone just has one kidney. You wouldn't know.
Right.
It really, it's that easy.
Let's show you my scars.
Right. The scars.
Well, we'll get into that later.
But there's not a lot of scars. It's laparoscopic. I mean, back in the day, there were more.
I have a C-section kind of sort of over here.
Yeah, I've got a little C-section scar too. That's probably the biggest one. But those are starting to fade away. And it's the least you could do to save someone else's life. Yeah. It's not a lot. You can get through that process, no problem. So, okay, coming up here, we are going to actually have a little bit of fun because, you know, us here on the show, Elizabeth and Radar, we love playing games. So we are playing a game here that is called You Kidney Me Right Now?
John, you ready for this?
You Absolutely. Kidney Me Right Now?
Are you kidney me?
Perfect.
He's got jokes.
He's going to be good.
All right, let's play Chapel Roan. We'll come back, have some fun here with kidney donor John on his kidney-versary. We're going to hear more coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You have the ability to save a life. It is so true. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and we are talking to one of our Mix listeners who's become a good friend, John Yergi from Heartland, who's celebrating his 1 year kidneyversary. He's a kidney donor. He had just shared, he heard the journey that I went on back in 2020 and 2021 when I was donating for my mother-in-law through the Parrot Exchange Program. And then last year, you donated your kidney.
Absolutely.
Do you know who received it?
No.
Same. Because you went through the Parrot Exchange Program.
I just gave that, and I could put down five people if they ever need a kidney, or if I ever need a kidney, they go to the top of the list. So,
yes.
Because you donated.
Altruistically, when you donate that way, that's what happens.
And Elizabeth has said, too, like whoever receives your kidney, they don't have to let you know who it is, okay? But would you ever want to find out? Like, yeah, it'd be great if I could find out.
You know, I would. There's many people that have found out, but, you know, when you give If I give you a gift, I don't expect you to give me one back.
Right. You know, so somebody benefited.
Yeah.
And that's good enough.
And you know, that's what you do. When you give a gift, you give a gift. So you don't expect something in return.
But I appreciate you mentioning, though, about the vouchers. That's something, again, a lot of people, maybe you don't know that. If you altruistically donate a kidney, you can put down five names of people that will, if they need one day, God forbid, they'll move, like John said, to the top of the list. And our mutual friend, Mike Crowley, who is the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Wisconsin, he donated his kidney 6 months ago, actually. And part of his motivation for that was that his son has diabetes, and that if his son, God forbid, one day Andy would need a kidney, now he has a voucher. So think about that, everybody.
Yeah.
Depending on what's going on in your family and friend circle, something to think about.
Also, they'll reimburse you for your time lost at work. So.
Yes, it costs you nothing to donate. That's the other part people need to realize.
Really?
Like, it's all taken care of. I mean, my gosh, when I was at UW Health and I donated, they paid for my gas just to drive out there.
And so if someone's listening, and we can pose this to Elizabeth or John, if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, you know what, I want to do this, what can they do? Should they go to the National Kidney Foundation website?
Well, there's many things that you can do, but like John said, locally here, you could reach out directly to Freightard. I was at UW Health and just call their transplant clinic and say, hey, I'm interested in kidney donation.
I mean,
liver donation, parts of your liver, you can donate that as well. So just reach out to them and they will direct you, trust me, to the right people. But let's see how well you all know about the kidneys. We're
going to
play a little game here.
What's it called?
You kidney me right now.
Oh, I see what did there.
Say what? And it's going to be my one bean friend, kidney donor John, against you, Radar.
Why me? What are you talking about?
Well, because I know a lot of the answers to this because I'm a kidney donor, so I've been in this world now for 4 years, okay? All right, so the first question's pretty simple, and everybody listening, you can play along at home, too.
Let's do this.
True or false? You only need one kidney to live a full, healthy life.
Now, I've learned this from not only Elizabeth, but now, John, you've come in, and look, you both are walking around with one kidney, so it's...
Together, what is the answer?
True.
True.
It is true. Okay, multiple choice. How many people in the United States are waiting for a kidney transplant? Is it A, 5,000, B, 50,000, C, 90,000, D, 200,000?
In the United States?
In the United States. How many people are waiting for a kidney? How many people are on that list?
What was the first
answer? 5,000, 50,000, 90,000, 200,000. John, do you have a guess?
Yeah.
What do you say, John?
It's 90,000.
I was going to say the 50, but is it?
It's 90,000.
What?
Yes. That is a lot of people.
Wow.
So what do your kidneys actually do, everybody? Do your kidneys A, control body temperature, B, filter waste from blood, C, make insulin, or D, give you the urge to dance?
I was thinking C and D.
I was going to go all the way to
D. Is it, all your mom, no.
Is it A, controls body temperature, B, filters waste, C, make insulin, D, give you the urge to dance?
Well, this one's dancing. This cookie that's a bean is dancing. We're going to say B. Yeah?
It is B.
Yeah, there
yes,
we go.
Yes, yes, yes. Balances fluids. That's why you want to drink lots of water. Okay, true or false? You can be a living kidney donor and still run marathons. True or false? John?
John, you just said you've played pickleball. You took third in a pickleball tournament, like what, 9 months after?
Nine weeks.
9 weeks after donating. So I'm going to say true.
It is true.
Hey!
Okay, so next question here. Which celebrity received a kidney from their best friend? Was it A, Taylor Swift, B, Oprah, C, Selena Gomez, or D, Ariana Grande? Which celebrity received a kidney from her best friend?
Was it Selena Gomez?
I think so, too. I think it is.
John, you don't know this?
Don't
you
know
guys thought you knew all.
She doesn't know me either.
You kidney me right now? You got it right.
Yay!
You got it right. You got it right. Okay. All right. One final question here.
You kidney me? It's the name of the game.
What shape is a human kidney? A, heart, B, bean-shaped, C, oval, D, jelly bean.
Okay, because of Cookie Creations, who made this great bean-shaped cookie, we're going to go with, John, bean?
Bean.
Yeah.
It is a bean.
Hey, got it! it.
It is a bean. And John, I want to welcome you into the One Bean Club. You're a proud member. And anytime we connect with, I call them my kidney friends, we're family. We're friends for life. We are connected forever. And I can't wait to introduce you to the rest of the group. We all get together. And again, anybody listening to this, if you feel that little tug on your heartstrings and you're thinking, man, maybe I would donate my kidney, reach out. We'd love to answer any of your questions. I know John would as well, but you can always talk to your doctors and get more information. And you can save someone's life. You have the ability to end the terminal diagnosis that they've been given. Like, imagine if you could take cancer away from somebody. That's what it's like when you donate a kidney for another person.
You can become a life giver.
So. Exactly. Yeah.
And John, it's your one-year kidneyversary. You donated 1 year ago, and you don't look a day over 30. You look great. It doesn't
Radar,
age you at
gotta
all.
You got to get your eyes fixed, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.